Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
I slept very bad last night. Like I was sick and I couldn't get to sleep. We just tossing and crackle.
It wasn't crack.
I just did crack all week. I did crackle. You know, I just snorted up a bunch of Rice Krispies. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that so? What kind of distillation process do you use to separate the snap and the pop?
I mean, it's like a freebasing.
Oh.
Yeah. The crackle comes out well before the snap and the pop does.
Gotcha.
Yep. It's more effervescent. So
my bad. You have to waft it.
You actually want to like breathe it through a crazy straw. It's kind of like a still.
Gotcha. So not rectally.
I mean, unless you want to really, really get addicted.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not looking for a lifestyle.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
So how do I sound? Am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
Levels are good.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You're, I readjusted and added some gain.
Oh yeah. You were checking yourself. You were checking the levels, seeing how the room would react.
Yeah. Not too much pop.
Yeah. No. See, the pop is what you really need to be worried about.
That's how many windows? How many windows do I have open right now, or tabs, should I say?
Like 19,
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, 24.
Oh, wow.
24 tabs.
I'm pretty sure I have something comparable to that across like 7 windows. I will declare bankruptcy on a window once too many tabs get open. So I will minimize that and open up a new window and then fill that one with tabs.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You know. It's one of those things, and then I'll go back and do some archaeology and realize, oh, I didn't pay that bill. Shit. No, I always pay the bills, but that's funny.
So what kind of list do you think you go on if you buy a Maelstrom Tac Pro men's tactical combat shirt, ripstop, and shoulder pockets black?
What's a ripstop?
I think that if it rips, it's like the threads are oriented as such that it's not going to rip in a straight line.
Oh, it's a run flat shirt.
Yeah, it's a run flat tactical combat shirt, ripstop, shoulder pockets black.
Oh gosh, I love how Amazon
this is eBay.
Oh, I just like any of these listings, they're SEO'd to heck. Ripstop shirt works with Alexa.
I wonder what about combat makes you want to velcro your sleeve shut.
Well, what if you lose an arm? You don't want to be walking around with a sleeve flopping around like a cuck.
I don't know. It seems like a Russell crew neck sweatshirt in the wrong size would do the same job.
Yeah.
Maybe something that was printed for maybe like a winter, like a turkey trot, and it was left over.
Oh yeah, or for a Super Bowl team that lost.
No, those all go to Africa.
I don't think that's true anymore. I think that was true, but then it stopped. I think they're made into nesting material for aviaries,
stuffing for punching bags.
Yeah. I think that gets waylaid well before it ends up on somebody, you know, in the third world. Yeah. So, do you like your dirt cheap Yeti?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's different because I'm used to the microphone being under me.
Oh yeah.
Now I have the boom arm or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. So it's like raised up. That Yeti's a big, big machine.
Yeah. It's happened to call. I hit myself in the head with it a couple times. There's nobody to yell prepare to jive.
Is that a Captain Ron reference?
It could be.
Oh man.
It seems like Rip Torn said it though.
Was Rip Torn in that?
Yeah, I think it's a summer rental reference.
Oh yeah, there we go. Okay.
Yep.
Sorry, I immediately want to go to Captain Ron because I desperately want Kurt Russell and Martin Short to get back together and do something. I think they still have stories left to tell.
You know, it's funny you say that because from that period, I Cole, we're in a cynical time, and I know that old people say that, but it was not that long ago that we took things at face value and just called it art.
Oh, for sure. Like when it was perfectly acceptable for every movie to end with a regatta.
Right. But even so, Cole, do you remember Whoomp? There it is.
Oh, the song. Like what would have been the anthem of our times.
Yes. It says, check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump for joy. I said a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake your derriere. These three words when you're getting busy. Whoomp, there it is. Cole, that's four words. But for the last 20 years, I thought it was three because I was like, hey, they know what they're doing.
But
these three words.
These three words. You know, I think that they just decided to roll with it. Nobody wanted to correct House of Pain.
It's very clear, Cole. There's not even like an apostrophe. There's no connecting. There's not an attempt.
Yeah, I know. I usually take refuge in imitating a patois, but I think that possibly like it's three words because it's not whoomp. There it is. It's whoomp. They it is. I think that they it is
clearly articulated in the liner notes.
Okay. Preserved for all to see on genius.com.
I've had it on vinyl since 2003.
Oh, yeah. How else are you going to get up in the morning? You know, automatically timed record player playing Whoomp There It Is.
There was a time, man. We just took it.
Yeah.
We just said, yep. I'm good with that.
There was a time, I think that there, man, we used to be so down for just going on the ride, you know?
We're back there. I think there's half of this country that's ready to go on that ride.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you get to the top of the water slide and you can't actually walk back down. Like there's some kind of policy, like you're not insured if somebody falls, or the park isn't insured if somebody falls going back down. So like the teenagers on summer break have to pick you up and throw you bodily down the spin cycle, which is a weird name for a water slide. I know.
Is that where we are economically as a country? We can only afford slide side insurance.
Yep. I'm sorry, these stairs only work going up.
No. There's new rules. It's slide side economics.
Mm.
Anyone?
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to.
Is that an intro?
I mean, we've had like seven intros in this. We'll work it out. Like we're still in that mushy period that is pre me asking you what episode it is. Hey Chris, pre whoop and post whoop.
Gotcha.
Yeah, as opposed to in Mario, which you know where it was pre thwomp and post thwomp.
Yeah, you don't want to be post whoop on the slide side. That's not good.
No. Yeah, it's like wearing white after Labor Day. Oh, man. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
I don't know. What is it?
197.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's episode 197. Gosh, almost 200.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like the numbers stopped climbing when we went to, what, to a month? Or did we do a weekly thing once?
For a while, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we got busy and... You know, if it was more popular, we could probably do it more.
Oh, yeah. You know, we could justify it. But, you know, here we are.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a comedy podcast. It's called Those Damn Ross Kids. That's what it's been called for 197 times.
Yeah. Yeah. Barely tolerated. Your name is?
My name is Chris.
And my name is Cole. And we're here to entertain your asses. You're a source for all of the damn snacks you need. I left these in the car overnight and the window was cracked. So... The dew point was a little high last night, so these crab puffs are a little soggy, but I think they're gonna be okay. These mango strips are, I mean, it's damn snacks, Chris.
Yeah, well, shrimp shooters.
For some reason, I just pictured like pureed shrimp, and that was no good.
In Clamato.
Oh. Yeah.
Cocktail sauce is horrible for you. I read the label on it the other day.
So what is cocktail sauce? I stopped eating it once I realized that it wasn't like marinara.
So like after the first time you tried it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, like cocktail sauce, it's like tomato and tartar or something like that. It's real weird.
Horseradish and ketchup.
Ew. Yeah.
If you wanted to DIY your own.
It's kind of like if you want McDonald's special sauce, it's just Thousand Island dressing.
Right. Or if you want to make tartar sauce, that's mayonnaise and relish.
Huh. That's weird. Both of those involve diced up pickles.
Huh. No, they don't. Horseradish is not diced up pickles.
Well, no. I mean, Thousand Island and tartar sauce, I guess.
Oh, Thousand Island has pickle in it?
Yeah, it's got like diced up pickle in it. It's real gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can buy something. They put sriracha in it. Now you can dip your nugs in it.
Well, yeah. I mean, everything has sriracha in it now because we're everything's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I had this idea. You got anyone sent you a picture or been to a website where it says caption this? So it's a photo that you're supposed to write a caption for.
It's like the New York Times or the New Yorker caption contest kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, I wondered. I wondered if like you could have an awkward a text message sent to the wrong person, then you have to explain to that person why you like what it meant.
Ooh. Yeah.
So it's just this text message. Explain this to your mom.
I mean, like you could take anything that most of us do online. Like, okay, any of those tabs that you have open, like, okay, now all of a sudden you have to explain that to mom.
I'm making chicken fettuccine upon your arrival. Come horny and hungry, in that order.
The fettuccine needs to cook for a little bit, and we need to pass the time. Fettuccine is a very low maintenance dish.
So it sounds like you've invited your mother for chicken fettuccine.
Mm. Yeah.
How are you going to explain that?
I don't know. Maybe he just wants her to be happy.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know of any moms that would be happy about that.
Yeah. Maybe he's inviting the mom and the person that the mom wants to, you know, wants to engage with. And you're acting as the interlocutor, somebody who is you're basically Cupid, right? Okay, I want you to be happy. There's going to be a very heavy white sauce, and you're going to want to take care of each other before you get this in you, because you're just going to want to go to sleep.
Oh, okay. You're a registered sex offender, and you send this to your probation officer. Tyler and Chad are going to Eiffel Tower me while Blake watches. She likes that.
Oh no. Where are you finding these?
I don't know. It's online.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the early stages, but if somebody wants to run with that.
Yeah. Just like, hey, explain this. Like basically what you're asking for. Like you could probably do this algorithmically and just roll up something like a
roll up. I like that.
Yeah. Like an AI generated Three's Company dialogue. Mr. Roper.
Explain it to Roper.com.
Yeah. Explain it to Roper. In the harder mode, explain it to Furley. Because he was horny, but he was similarly intolerant.
Roper'sCloset.net.
No. Is that just where you like a cheap place for secondhand sweater vests?
Fancy shirts, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of chest hair.
Yeah. Furley's Closet. It's where all of the leisure suits went.
Furley's Closet. Mm. Lots of lapel.
Mm, yeah, mostly lapel.
Should have sold advertising on the lapel.
Yeah, that lapel goes all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Dig it, Mr. F. Mr. F. Wouldn't that have been great? Ron Howard surely could have gotten Don Knotts to play Mr. F.
I think by the time that happened, wait, when did Don Knotts die? Like, it's way later than you would expect, but it's also like a long time ago. I think by 2006, he was dead as fuck.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to really? Don Knotts.
Googling things on the internet.
He died in 2006.
So they could have filmed it. They could have filmed it, and that would have been in post.
Yeah.
They
could just hologram him.
Yeah.
Look at Don.
The lead singer of the Eels agreed to let one of his songs be used in the How the Grinch Stole Christmas movie. And one of the only, I mean, addition to being paid for it, he only agreed to it by getting Ron Howard saying, like, hey, Ron Howard, you need to tell me as many stories as you can about Don Knotts.
Yeah, I remember that. I think you mentioned that before.
Oh.
Yeah, Don Knotts' information is cyclical.
It is. Well, also, I only have, like, two stories about Don Knotts.
Yeah, I think we had a story about, like a story that was found about Don Knotts.
Mm.
And then you shared that.
Yeah. Oh, well. I mean, we've done 196 of these. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. Mom asked me, because I've been sick, if she asked me if I should go to the doctor and get an antibiotic. Maybe I have a virus. And I did a call. Well, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Antibiotics don't work on viral infection.
And you're just contributing to the eventual death of us all. Yeah. No, I just I've slipped away from, well, actually, in that situation, I would just fire back with, do you want to think about what you just said? I probably wouldn't say that, because that's a real dick thing to say, but it's what I would want to say.
Oh, one more thing, just a current event wise that will date this.
Okay.
Every article I read about Donald Trump tweeting, it uses the word lashes out. And then Trump lashes out at blank in early morning tweet storm.
Yeah.
So people get their Twitter accounts hacked, right?
I mean, I don't think that it happens as often as people think. Usually when somebody says, hey, my Twitter account was hacked, they were drunk and they just don't want to own the heinous thing they did. Anthony Weiner.
Yeah. So it doesn't get hacked. Because if this is the way that this is going to be, if it did get hacked, he could tell people, like, you know, I don't know, missiles incoming, smoke them if you got them.
Well, I mean, he's going to have he's going to have at POTUS here pretty soon. So he's going to be giving it to everybody with both barrels.
Right.
Yeah. It's I
don't know. I just that doesn't seem good.
I you
to
know.
Use that as a, I don't know. It just doesn't seem secure.
Well, I mean. In addition to a bunch of other stuff, yeah, for sure. It's I wonder how often he changes his password.
I don't know.
Given that he's illiterate, I don't know that would actually work if you would be able to remember it. So he possibly
can he spell rubber nipple?
Chris, don't give away your password.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you're gonna want to change that in the next 2 days before this comes out.
Bucket of rubbernipples.net.
Yeah. Something like basically 45% of Republicans and 82% of Democrats, like, don't think he should tweet anymore. Like, you need to stop. Like, this is not good for you. This isn't good for anybody. But then he's going to get POTUS and then it'll be,
oh God.
What?
Cole.
What?
Rubbernipple.com.
Oh no.
Mm-mm.
Incognito window.
Oh, Cole. We have stumbled into the depths and come out with gold.
I mean, so. Oh, Jesus. Chris. Yeah, this is, I mean. People who know fetish stuff can probably guess what this is.
Videos of adorable, sexy adult girls acting like babies.
Yeah, it's age play. Anna and Sammy love to be bottle fed with warm milk.
Endless videos of spankings, tantrums, and diaper changes.
I'm pretty skeeved by this, actually. What?
Videos of bottle feedings, messings, and adorable fun. What is a messing?
Well, Chris, you're just put one and one together to make two, specifically number two, which they do in their diapers.
They do not.
Chris, they're wearing the diapers.
There's got to be stunt shit, right?
kind of like how there's stunt cum, because real cum doesn't show up on cameras.
It's a free tour.
I'm gonna be on a list. It's very, I went to the blog and all they have is an inflatable crib, so it's not so much a blog, it's just a shop. I can't be here anymore. I can't.
You don't want to do it's inflatable because you don't want to do it all the time. This does not seem like a part-time hobby.
I mean, you could do like a pack and play. Those break down real easy.
They do make adult pack and plays.
Yeah.
I've seen one of those before.
I was laughing along and joking. Why is there an adult pack and play?
For that.
Oh, for age play. Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna yuck anybody's yum, but that just seems supremely unwholesome to me.
Doesn't seem like a good idea.
Yeah. I'm sad now, Chris.
Rubbernipple.com.
Because why not?
That's not where a pacifier goes.
If it fits, you sits.
Well, do you think people should be able to use food stamps for online, like online shopping?
I don't know. I mean,
you should be able to use food stamps on Amazon.
I don't know. I'm not in the business of telling people what they should and shouldn't use their money for, regardless of where it comes from. But like, if you want to, like, use that,
isn't it my money?
I mean, see, again, this is a fraught thing. Like, the line between Amazon and a grocery store is very much kind of blurred now, and there are lots of things that I buy on Amazon specifically because they're cheaper to get them there. You know, like every several months I press a button and I get unimaginable amounts of toilet paper delivered for dirt cheap, like the good stuff, you know. So yeah, I would say yes, you know, if they're buying groceries and stuff and things that are necessary for living, you know, whatever that may be, I'm not here to judge and say that. Like, Amazon tends to be cheaper, so I don't know, go for it. Like, I'm not here to make the less fortunate go through extra hoops just because they committed the sin of being poor.
Sorry, but they have internet.
Internet is a necessary thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not in America.
If you're going to be applying for jobs, you need internet and a phone. You know,
I think both you're of presuming
which
a lot
both
there.
Both of which are the same. Okay, so do you think that poor people should have refrigerators?
Hey, I'm not going to judge.
But you just did.
Only about the internet.
I don't know. Also, internet is very cheap for entertainment too. It is cost effective. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I live in a world, Cole.
We all live in a world. We live in a world with stories, Chris. Hey, Chris, do you have a story?
There's a what is it called? Prognostication? Is that where you're trying to guess the future?
Yeah, as opposed to prestidigitation, which is small sleights of hand. Yeah.
Now, is that why they call Punxsutawney Phil the prognosticator of all prognosticators?
Possibly.
I think Bill Murray's brother said that.
You mean Brian Doyle? Or one of the other brothers that owns that golf restaurant with him?
No, his real one. The guy who plays Mr. Shirley.
Kiss his ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So the story reads, by 2020, all fast food products will be fried chicken based.
Oh, I saw this too.
Taco Bell has announced its intention to replace the taco shell with, you guessed it, fried chicken.
Yeah, with
it's naked chicken chalupa. That's a mouthful in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Where in the shell is a folded disc of fried chicken. They tested it in California, now in Colorado, two places with legalized recreational marijuana.
That's thumbing the scale, right? Like, if they would have tested that in Utah, I think it would have gone in a very different direction.
I think it would have. I don't think there's a lot of buyers in Utah for a naked chicken chalupa unless they put a sheet on it. You gotta eat the naked chicken chalupa through a piece of wax paper.
Yeah, it has to be assembled behind a wall.
Filled with lettuce, cheese, tomatoes, avocado, ranch. Giving what executives call a health halo.
Are you serious? Is that quote, what they say? I was gonna
because that's a health halo.
Yeah, like that's a. what's a beard except for pretending you're not gonna have a heart attack? Like, yeah, we're just gonna load some avocado on there. As long as there's something green, people will be okay.
Yeah, they're also testing in California what they call crispy chicken chips.
Ugh.
So, no more corn, I guess. Corn is out, chicken is in.
Yeah, well, corn prices are set to skyrocket.
Yeah, but you're getting corn vicariously because chickens eat corn, right?
I don't know if chickens eat corn anymore. I think that they're fed like ground up other chickens. I think we're on our way to instead of a green economy, a white and red economy.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's just so many health halos.
Yeah, I mean everything has a health halo. Yeah, but I mean that, like,
an obesity force field,
tractor beam.
Not bad.
Yeah, I mean it's a tractor pole. Yeah, no, it's
I think there's a lot of people at a tractor pull who would eat a chicken naked chicken chalupa.
I mean, you know, if the lights were off and nobody was watching, I would try one of these, although I still haven't eaten a Doritos Locos taco.
Oh, it's not what you think it is.
I mean, it is a taco with Dorito dust all over it, right?
No, it is a Dorito. It is a large Dorito that evidently does not form as much as a regular taco shell because it ends up being this soggy wrap type thing with crispy edges.
Oh, is that why it's sold in like a foil packet? I've seen them devoured, but
yeah, well, it comes in a loco chute. Is essentially not a pack.
Is it like an icing bag?
It's kind of like a funnel.
Yeah,
almost.
It's like an icing bag. You just have to you have to roll up the far end and then squeeze.
You just kind of squeeze it.
Yeah,
and then it just kind of slides in your face.
Yeah, so Doritos were engineered to taste as much like a taco as possible. So that is like it's taco squared, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
I reached peak taco, and yeah. now they're putting chicken in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is so. Taco Bell and KFC are both under the umbrella of Yum Brands, I believe, along with Long John Silver's and A&W root beer stands. I think they're affiliated with Pepsi. This is often why you will see combination Pizza Huts and Taco Bells and KFCs.
They also do Long John Silver.
That's what I said.
And A&W.
Yes.
And so they're in the business of yumming our yucks.
Pretty much. God, okay. You know what would punish right now? Like,
I get Yum Brands now. I get it.
Yeah. You know what would punish right now? Like, would be just great. Just an order of Long John Silver hush puppies.
I went to a Long John Silver the other day. I didn't eat it. I went to a combination KFC Long John Silver. And I wasn't feeling well because I wanted some mashed taters.
Right.
And with the gravy.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that's what Norm McDonald's brown liquid is.
Yeah.
And I looked at the prices, Cole.
It's got to be like just crazy.
Oh, man. For when you're ordering something in planks, you don't expect to spend $13.
It's kind of like when you go to Popeyes. It's ridiculous how expensive it is.
Oh, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Neptune platter, I think it was like $13.59.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Served on a trident.
Yep, it's like a shish kebab. Three-prong shish kebab. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I haven't been to, I think the last time I went to Long John Silver's was like 10 years ago, maybe, when we got a hankering for Hush Puppies again, and we just went and got Hush Puppies. I have no idea what they serve there. If I went into the drive-thru of a Long John Silver's, didn't order anything, but just looked at the menu and drove away, would they call the cops?
No, it's actually about what I did. Because it was taking forever, man. Because the person ahead of me, evidently it takes a lot longer to get Long John Silver than it does KFC.
Okay.
Because the person in front of me, it was forever. And they handed out just all kinds of coffin boxes full of Long John Silver.
Yeah, full of white fish.
Just full of fry shake. You know what I'm talking about?
Fry shake. Oh, like the in the basket.
The batter, what do you call it? Splatter.
Yeah, the popcorn nuggets at the bottom. Yeah. The dry desiccated.
I want my plank served on a batter splatter. Can I get that with extra batter splatter?
Just dig deep, fellas. Scrape the bottom for me.
No, I'm writing on rubbernipple.com. Sorry.
I don't think their search field is a request feature. Yeah. No. So what I was getting at with that Yum Brands connection is this is the same conglomerate that brought us the Double Down. I think that they've been resting on their laurels for a good long while, and they're thinking like, hey, they won't remember, they won't notice.
Why is everything always a thing? Why can't I just have my own thing? Urban Dictionary ruined everything ever.
Did you go to Urban Dictionary and look up batter splatter?
I googled batter splatter.
Mm.
And now it's a cake blog. Ooh. But Urban Dictionary has something different. You want to hear it?
Is it completely predictable what it is?
No, it actually is not.
Huh. Yeah, hit me with it. I've got nothing to live for.
Unfortunately, when a woman is suffering from a really bad dose of thrush.
Oh, no, 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 no. Chris, if you continue, I will fucking drop this call.
No, I'm done.
What are you doing?
There is a little bird here I can click. What will that do with this?
That'll tweet that awful thing read.
I did it. Oh, no.
Oh, God. I've never. Oh, Chris. There's a lot of stuff that I will just let you say and then silently cut it out later. No, I can't have that in my world right now. Oh, God. It can't happen.
I'm just going to give you random words from the rest of it. Okay.
Oh God. No. Like you found my self-destruct sequence.
Sorry. Queef's in there though.
Oh God damn it, Chris. I will end this call.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I will pull this car over.
You can walk home.
Are you pod people from your car?
What?
Are you a pod person from a car?
Oh, we did that once.
Oh, we did. Yeah, that's right. We went to Lowe's.
Yeah, we went to Lowe's and we recorded a man without him realizing it. Yeah, we looked at doors. Yeah, people liked that.
We John Stossled, man.
Yeah, I don't understand the reference. I know who John Stossel is, but
yeah, he records people without him knowing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, when he does his hard hitting exposés on how a gallon of paint really isn't a gallon of paint.
Oh, of course. You buy the chips, and it's mostly air.
The flanneling of Merca.
Yeah, that'd be a good way to a good name for the hipster thing, the flanneling of America. Chris, you know me, I'm a simple man, simple pleasures.
You're down with OPP.
I don't know what OPP is.
Don't look. Oh, you don't know that?
No.
Okay, it's a rap song.
Oh, okay.
Someone will know it.
Old Penis Powers.
It says, "You know me, I'm down with OPP." That's other people's pussy.
Mm. Yeah.
Mr. Yeah. Mm. Light love. Mm. Everything's. Mm.
He's Mr. Steelier Girl. Yeah. Didn't you have Emma? You trained Emma to call me Mr. Steelier Girl?
For a bit.
For a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but like, you know, just I'm a simple man. I don't need my chalupas to have chicken shells, you know, but there's one thing that I need. And I need a lot of it is Fireball whiskey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to make your own?
I mean, I've tried. No, I haven't. Really? I haven't tried. Well, like, is it literally just like you get some like Benchmark 8 and then you put a bunch of like cinnamon Mike and Ikes in it or what?
Well, I think it's Red Hots, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's
not to be mistaken with Boston baked beans.
Something I love, like whenever the bartender dips into the fridge to pull out a nice chill bottle of Fireball, I'm down. Shots for everybody around the table. That delicious cinnamon whiskey. But
we actually did that at that one bar.
We did, but we were well into our cups, and that was the night that you
that was the night you got a third bedroom in that apartment.
Yep. That was the night where you slept on the toilet and I had to go into the basement and piss into a drain. I was too drunk to realize, oh, there is a toilet in the basement. I just pissed into the drain for no reason because I wasn't going to piss over your passed out form as I was too drunk to walk.
In a communal basement too.
Yep. Yeah, so anyway, I mean, it was like 2 a.m but yeah, like Clovis could have walked down, you know, trundled downstairs and like, oh, what you doing? I'm pissing because I don't want to piss over my brother.
I am nictrating in our downstairs.
Yep. This place already smells like shit because we keep the garbage inside for some reason. But no, if there's one problem that I have with Fireball whiskey, you know, like we named it Watch Out for Fireballs because of my love for this product well before that actually hit the shelves, is the quantity. A bottle, just not enough. I'm going out, I'm buying 2-3 bottles of Fireball whiskey a week, when in reality what I could have, Chris, is the Firebox.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Google that.
Chris, the Firebox is a box of Fireball whiskey. 3.5 liters of Fireball. Two 1.75-liter pouches. So two handles. It's two handles of Fireball inside a box. You know, so it's a bladder of these. On sale for the not quite princely sum, the very reasonable sum of $39.99.
Are you at bevmo.com?
No, but the article that I'm on links to this.
Pick up in store. California, Washington, and Arizona.
Hmm.
Shipping. Cannot ship this to Ohio.
Nope.
Same day delivery.
Hey, can I have an Uber swing by and pick this up? I've got to keep the party going.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's 40 just, bucks.
40
for
bucks?
Two handles.
For two handles. That's ridiculous.
It's out of stock here.
I mean, of course it is. I mean, it's just now coming out. Like, I added this this article to my list about, let's say, 2 months ago or something like that.
Okay.
Like, it's just now coming out. I think that they've found the zeitgeist. I think that boxed liquor is is going to be the new craze that sweeps the nation. Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. There's a picture here, an Instagram post of a very trendy looking woman in fur and the boots with the fur. And she's wearing the firebox as though it was a backpack. So I think that she's walking around being a moving party dispenser.
Hmm. Yeah. There is a place called firebox.com.
Chris, you need to stop.
No, it's unusual products. It's a place where you can shop.
Okay.
You can buy things like what they call fucking strong coffee.
Ugh.
Or a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man candle.
Or the Master Pan.
Yeah, you can buy the Master Pan,
which appears to be like a large stovetop griddle that is segmented like a prison cafeteria tray.
For cooking the breakfast.
Yeah. You know, not... You know how sensitive breakfast is, that, you know, you can't cook an egg in the same pan you cooked bacon in.
Oh, you can cook like a whole Asian meal too.
Hmm.
A master pan. One of the master pan for the master cleanse.
I need to prime my cayenne pepper in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, for a good couple years, anytime I went out to a bar with people, like the shot of choice for like, hey, you're going to, and, you know, just I wanted to get a shot for everybody, would just be Fireball.
Hmm.
It is.
I don't box a Fireball.
Sickeningly sweet.
Would you ever take a picture of a box of wine, text it to somebody, and with the caption, "Want to mess around"?
Try and explain that to your mom.
Hey, you want to fool around?
take a picture of a 20-piece nugget and send it to somebody with the caption, this is a cry for help.
Franzia. Butt stuff?
I mean, if you say, hey, you want to have some Franzia, that's the new Netflix and chill. I mean, come on.
Right.
Just be a little bit aware of the connotations.
Okay. Let's end on this.
Okay.
All right. Last story. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And it's uniquely you.
Okay.
Because it's something you would dream up, and it involves history and science.
Hmm.
Standing nearly as tall as an elephant, the Arauks grazed for nearly, I don't know, like 250,000 years until their extinction in 1627. The story doesn't end there, though. Scientists say they are close to resurrecting the super cow. Once the largest land mammal in Europe, herbivores need to maintain the land. Yeah. They're breeding these things that their cattle is big as elephants.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They found they could produce animals far closer to the Arauks than they would have expected. Fourth generation beasts are now being introduced in Croatia, Spain, Portugal, the Czech Republic, and Romania.
Hey, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
To maintain the land for other animals.
Huh. Couldn't they just like release a bunch of goats? I think that, I don't know. Oh. It's kind of similar to the one horse sized duck versus 100 duck-sized horses problem. I think that a number of small animals would probably accomplish the same without opening Michael Crichton's box.
They said, we see progress not only in looks and behavior, but also in de-domestication of the animals. Noting that one herd has learned to defend itself against wolves.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Chris, we're next!
So they're resurrecting an extinct species of super cows,
giving them combat training,
giving them combat. No, they've just done it on their own, like Bill Murray's platoon from Stripes.
Yeah,
they just slaughtered a whole field of wolves. That's the fact, Jack. The hope is that they will become part of the ecosystem to maintain land for other animals, like I said. But a rep for the International Union for the Conservation of Nature says it's unclear whether primarily wetland forests like the Arauks used to inhabit in 1627 still exist. whether it could negatively impact wild or domestic plants or animals, and if it might endanger people. Indeed, a British farmer had to kill some of his Arouque descended cattle in 2015 because they tried to kill him. That species, the species that the dude killed, however, came from Nazi breeding.
Oh, of course. Oh, gosh. Nazi Arouques. You know what they say about Nazi Arouques?
That used Spanish fighting cattle.
What's happening?
I don't know. Did we not learn from Jurassic Park?
Oh, God. That's a... I mean,
anything boar from amber is not a good idea.
No. No. I mean, let's all say it together.
Amber's a bitch.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, you want me to tell them what they can do?
Please.
Yeah. Well, if you want to support the network, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Over the Christmas break, we got Chris a new microphone, which you can hear. That is the dirt cheap Yeti that he is that he's using. It was on sale, and we got it with Patreon funds. If you want to help spread the word about this show, reviews and ratings on iTunes do a very good job at that. Like us on Facebook, share stories and stuff if you want to see that come through. And am I forgetting anything, Chris?
You got it.
Sorry, America.
Sorry.